This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Two U.S. astronauts splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico Sunday after a two-month flight to the International Space Station aboard the commercially developed SpaceX spacecraft Crew Dragon. Astronauts Rob Behnken and Douglas Hurley lifted off to space from Florida in May, in the first time a commercially developed spacecraft had carried humans into orbit. Hurley and Behnken, both married to astronauts, departed the International Space Station on Saturday night. Microsoft Corporation says it will continue talks to acquire popular short video app TikTok from Chinese internet giant ByteDance. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has agreed to give ByteDance 45 days to negotiate the sale. The company added there was no certainty a deal would be reached. The White House and top congressional Democrats remained at odds over the scope of more assistance for 30 million American workers, left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. Principals in weekend meetings between the Trump administration and congressional Democrat leaders on a new COVID-19 relief bill are calling the sessions productive, but acknowledge they're a long way from an agreement. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
It would require a substantial move from the Democrats on a lot of issues.
But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says one area they could agree on is supplemental employment benefits.
We proposed a one-week extension at $600 so that while we negotiate a longer-term solution, at least all those people don't lose their money, and I'm surprised that the Democrats won't agree to that.
He appeared on ABC's This Week, as did House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The idea that they made a proposal is really not actually factual. She made